Bob shot through the ball well in his last outing. What was the challenge for him today, though?
You know, I think just was out of sync in the first. You know, decent innings after that. You know, threw a lot of pitches in the first. But as you see, sometimes the starter is most vulnerable in the first inning. Two-strike slider, you know, for a homer. And then they had him on the run once they got in the stretch a little bit.
Mechanical issues that he was able to figure out and lock in for the rest of the inning?
Yeah, I think so. I just trying to, you know, a new catcher too, trying to figure out, you know, it's his day to call what he wants. But I think just more early inning issues, and once you get in the stretch right away, you have trouble finding your release point, and first inning got away from him.
With Josh Hader, how frustrating is it to see what's going on at this point?
Yeah, it's hard to, you know, it's hard, certainly hard for him. You know, it looks like the hitters are getting a good look. You're not seeing the swings and misses that you normally do from Hader and the breaking ball. You know, try to rely on the breaking ball for strikes a little bit later, and they got some hits off that too. So I think more than anything, stuff looks like it's there. Velo's there. Just trying to find the right arm slot and location.
As far as trying to find that arm slot, it sounds like you guys have been working on some mechanical things. Are those things being applied and it's just not working, or are you still seeing the same issues?
Yeah, no, I think his last outing was better. Once you get into the heat of it, though, you know, you can work all you want on stuff on the side. It's what, you know, your instincts take over once you're in the game and some guys are on base. So just giving the hitters a little better look than he normally does, I think.
So you stick with what you're trying, just try to reinforce it and get it so that it becomes something you can apply in the game.
For sure. You know, whether it's side sessions, you know, certainly, you know, talking to the pitching coaches and so forth about what we're seeing. We get some feedback after the game. Probably have a little more form then.
How troubling was the stuff that happened after Manaea left? Gave him 3 runs. You took away a run from yourself.
Yeah, no, that's frustrating. That can't happen. So, you know, it seems like we could take a couple steps forward, and then certainly today took a step back. You know, the offense was there again. You know, we're scoring some runs. You can't give up that many runs and expect to win a game, but you have to play clean. You got to be able to take care of the baseball on the defensive end, and you certainly can't, you know, run into outs or get picked off.
As simple as he just got too far off second base.
Yeah. And just, you know, he's trying to get in a position to score. It's a young player, gets his first start, got a little too enthusiastic out there.
What did you think of his day otherwise? He had the air, but what did you...
Yeah, there's a lot going on for him today. You know, it's a pitcher he's never caught before. A lot of signs that he has to deal with. Pitch calm for the first time. There are a lot of things that he had to deal with today. So, you know, move on to the next. Good news is he got a couple of hits.
Manny, I mean, it could have been enough for him to have carried you guys to victory. Are you out of superlatives?
Yeah, no, I mean, look, it, you know, right away, then gets us back in it again. You know, had a great day at the plate, doing the things that you expect a guy to do at times to carry a team. He doesn't need to at this point, but just continues to put up good offensive numbers. And, you know, usually you give up a 5 spot and all of a sudden now you get a homer. It feels like more because we know offensively we have a chance to come back. So he's usually right in the middle of everything.